Mother-daughter relationships can be complicated, even at the best of times. But Hazel Barron's relationship with her mother was complicated way beyond the usual. And that's because her mother, Dulcie Bodsworth, was a serial killer. And Hazel was the one who turned her mum into the police. Janet Fife Yeomans has written, along with Hazel Barron, an account of all this in a book called My Mother, a Serial Killer. Janet Fife Yeomans is the chief reporter at the Daily Telegraph in Sydney and a veteran crime and court reporter. And Janet, over the years, you've certainly covered a lot of grisly crimes and shady characters. In essence, what drew you to this story?
Because it was, as you said, it was to do with the mother and the daughter. And also, you don't get many female serial killers, but I was really interested in how, would you dob in your own mother?
Absolutely, absolutely.
It might be easier to dob in your father for some reason, but there's just this relationship that women have with their mothers. Would you dob in your mother?
Would I dob in my mother? Gosh, it's a very difficult question if you think she's done something terrible, isn't it? Well, tell us about Hazel's mother, Dulcie Bodsworth. Now, she murdered three men in the 1950s. You describe her, though, as the unlikeliest serial killer. Now, why is that?
Well, I guess serial killers are always unlikely serial killers because they would never get away with it. Ivan Milat didn't look like a serial killer until we knew what he'd done. But Dulcie was very ladylike. She never swore. You know, you never saw her petticoats under her skirts, even though she didn't have much money and she was very poor. She just seemed to be such a, she liked people to think she was so proper, even though she actually wasn't. And she always had a plan B. So she'd actually been married secretly before she was married to Ted Barron. She'd kept secret her whole first marriage and four children. She dumped them when she met Ted Barron. And then when she met young Harry, she wanted to get rid of Ted Barron, so she got rid of Ted Barron. She was absolutely ruthless, but I think she was very charming and very manipulative.
So you'd say her charm was a contrivance, that she was, or was she a sort of fair dinkum mixture of good and evil?
No, I think she was evil.
You think she was pure evil?
I think she was pure evil. Hazel never grew up with her mother's love. She never grew up having cuddles. She never grew up having someone read to her in bed at night. And she never had any of those things that we associate with growing up. And normally when people grow up like that, well, they can use their growing up for all sorts of excuses when they get older, you know, for crime, for whatever. But Hazel turned hers into something good. She fostered 101 children.
Right. Okay. Now, just before we get further into that, I just want to go back to, Dulcie, Hazel's mum, killed Hazel's father, Ted Barron, in 1950. Hazel was nine then. How did she kill him?
Well, Ted Barron had shocking arthritis and he was often in hospital. When he came home from hospital, the family was camping in tents on the banks of the Murray River, just on the New South Wales side opposite Mildura. And the only way Ted could sleep was with sleeping tablets. So Dulcie fussed around him and she gave the kids, the four kids, Hazel and her brother and the twins, Aspro and warm milk. It was the first time they'd ever had warm milk at night. They even drank the tea black because they couldn't afford milk. So she obviously wanted to make sure they slept well. And when Hazel woke up the next morning, her father was missing. And her mum said that he must have gone down to the river to get a drink and fallen in. But as it turned out, Harry had picked him up and pushed him in the river. And he was actually still alive when he was drowned because they found water in his lungs. But you see, Harry was, they killed Ted so Dulcie could marry Harry. Harry was 14 years her junior, which was pretty racy even now. But he was actually 19 years her junior because Dulcie had shaved 5 years right. off her age a few years earlier.
Now, so this was premeditated, obviously. What about the other two men Dulcie killed? I think money was behind, or perhaps I should say poverty was behind these two. Just summarise just briefly for us who and why.
I think absolute selfishness was behind all of them. She just saw what she wanted and she was ruthless enough to take it and show no remorse whatsoever. The second person she killed was Sam Overton. He was a station manager on one of the stations where they were working at Wilcannia. and she decided that Harry would be better off as station manager than Sam. Sam came from a very well-to-do Adelaide family and he had the best clothes. She actually even looked at the clothes and measured the shoes and thought that they would fit Harry just as well as they would fit Sam. So she put arsenic on his lamb chops one morning and they were covered in gravy, so he couldn't taste the arsenic. So he was rushed to hospital and died of what they thought was gastroenteritis. The next person she killed was Tommy Traganza, who was basically the town drunk. He was a shearer who came into Wilcannia, you know, had a binge for about 2 or 3 weeks. And Dulcie cultivated him when she learnt he had some money in the bank, and he wrote the will out, leaving her £600. And she wed until he was really drunk one night, put methylated spirits on his bed and basically burnt him alive.
Whoa, this is full on.
But she didn't actually get any of the money because he had such a huge drinks bill at the hotel that most of it went to pay off the drinks, so she ended up getting nothing.
My Mother, a Serial Killer is the title of a book about Dulcie Bodsworth, who murdered these three men in Australia in the 1950s. Her daughter, Hazel Barron, testified against her mother in the 1960s, and Hazel's now co-authored this book with Janet Fife Yeomans, who's with us here in Life Matters. And I should say that Hazel is quite unwell. She's 77 now and so isn't really able to join us for this interview. Janet, the big question, as you started with, is who could possibly dob in their mum? So what did ultimately lead Hazel to going to the police?
Well, she didn't actually have any evidence. She just had a feeling. She was working as a nurse in Wilcannia at the hospital when Sam Overton and Tommy Traganza were both brought in. Both of them, almost their last words were to say to Hazel how wonderful her mother was. Neither of them realised that her mother was behind their shocking deaths. And then Hazel married Bill the day after her 16th birthday. Bill is just lovely. He's a gentleman as well as a gentleman. And he started to work at the aerodrome with Harry, Dulcie's husband then, and accidents started to happen to Bill. You know, he was hit by a bulldozer, he broke his leg.
So this is Hazel's husband, Bill, right?
Hazel's husband, Bill, was working with Dulcie's husband, Harry, one who'd helped her kill the first husband.
Yep.
So Hazel really was worried that Bill was going to be the next victim. And she had a breakdown. She ended up in the hospital herself and thought she had to do something about it. But they couldn't tell Wilcannia police because Dulcie, who was an amazing cook, she was just, everyone loved everything she cooked, and she'd make scones and cakes for the police officers every morning.
Part of her charm.
So they had to call, they had to get in touch with Broken Hill detectives, who basically drove up from Broken Hill, spoke to Hazel, rang Sydney detectives, took her out of the hospital bed, back to Broken Hill, on the first plane to Sydney and into witness protection.
And Hazel ended up testifying against her mother at the trial. And Dulcie was found guilty of the three murders, was she?
She was. She ended up pleading guilty to manslaughter of her husband. And then she was convicted of Sam Overton's murder, for which she got life in jail, which then was about 14 and a half years, which is what she served. And she was convicted of Tommy's murder, but that was overturned on appeal and they didn't go ahead with it because she was already in jail for life. But when you began about the complex relationship between mothers and daughters, so Hazel had to really psych herself up to go into court, go into the witness box, give evidence against her own mother for three murders. But the first time she saw her mother outside court on the very first day at the committal hearing, she just passed out on the floor when she saw her. When she came to, her handbag was open and she'd started to smoke. And all Dulcie said, Dulcie the triple murderer, said, "Oh, Hazel, you haven't started smoking, have you?" And Hazel went, "No, no, Mum, no, they're not mine." So she could give evidence against her for three murders, but she still couldn't admit to her mum that, well, she smoked.
Yeah, well, as we're both saying, that relationship can be complicated. And in fact, even though Hazel did testify against her own mother, she still kept in touch with her, both in jail and then right up until Dulcie, her mother's death. Why, do you think?
You're right. She was Dulcie's only visitor, her only visitor in jail. And she also looked after her when she got out of jail, and she was actually with her when she died. And she bathed her body and dressed her in a pink flannel nightgown to be laid out in the coffin. She says that she never loved her mother. She certainly didn't call her mother. Well, when I interviewed her the first time, I kept my notes, and one of the first things I've written is she never calls her mum. She always calls her Dulcie. It's like that, moving her one step away from being close to her. Perhaps that was the way she dealt with it.
Mm.
And I think she's still trying to justify why she had to give evidence against her mother. So she didn't love her, but she says that she dealt with her like she was a neighbour. She didn't have anyone else, so she felt it was her duty to look after her and be there for her. And her mother never showed any remorse whatsoever.
I was going to ask you that. So really?
Yeah, in fact, even at the end, she was still basically whinging to Hazel that, you know, not so much that people thought she had killed Tommy Tregenza, the town drunk, for £600, but the fact that people thought she actually got money, and she never actually got his money. She said, it's really unfair, I never got his money.
Now, in fact, Dulcie was the basis of a character in the original Prisoner TV soap opera, wasn't she? How did that all come about?
Well, anyone who can remember Prisoner, there was a character in it called Lizzie Birdsworth, which is like Dulcie Bodsworth.
Played by Sheila Florence.
Amazing actress, amazing. When Dulcie got out of jail, she quite liked jail because she was a bit of a top dog in jail. And when she got out of jail, she'd read that the Reg Grundy organisation was looking to do this program and wanting to talk to women who had been in jail. So she got in touch with them, and she called herself a consultant to the program. She got paid for it.
Whoa.
But yes, that character was actually based on Dulcie.
How extraordinary. Well, as I said, Hazel's now 77. She's not well. She has brain cancer. But how has this extraordinary mother, this extraordinary experience, affected Hazel over her life?
She's a lovely woman. I really wish you could talk to her, but like you said, unfortunately she has a brain tumour. And when you go to their house, her and Bill's house, it's just so warm. It's got an open fire. There's photographs all over the walls of their four children and their grandchildren. Like I say, she fostered 101 children. And she didn't want children to grow up unloved like she did, or to have to fend for themselves. She just hoped that she could give them a bit of comfort, you know, a bit of love that she herself never had. So how it's affected her, I think she held a lot of it inside her, which she didn't show to many people. And this book has probably helped her talk through it for her own sake as well as her family's.
Right, right. So brought her a bit of peace or sense of resolution about her
mother? Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Well, I think it's fair to say, and indeed, well, you did say it, that collectively we have quite a fascination with female murderers. The tabloids have a field day with women killers. What do you reckon that fascination is about?
Because you don't expect women to actually to be killers or not to be serial killers. You imagine if they kill, they kill the spur of the moment in a domestic violence incident, but not premeditated. You know, we still think that women are, you know, nurturing and loving, and, you know, they're not killers, they're not ruthless, when in fact they're not really all that much different to men.
So then, Janet, what was the process like working on this book with Hazel? Although you say doing it might have brought her a bit of peace, it would have also brought up a lot of difficult memories for her, I imagine.
Look, you're right, it did. When I first heard about the story and jumped on a plane and went to Parks, and I got off the plane at Parks, got into the rental car, and I suddenly thought, oh my God, no one at the office knows where I'm going. What if Hazel was like her mother? So you do think of these strange things. So I rang the office, said, this is the address. If you call me in 2 hours to make sure I'm okay. I got to the house, and Hazel had put out morning tea. She'd baked. She's a good cook as well. She baked cakes, and I'm thinking, what if I bite into a cake and it's poisoned? Anyway, I took my bite and I'm going, oh, this is lovely. And she said, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh my God, I wonder if she's poisoned the cakes like her mother. And I went, no. And afterwards, of course, I admitted to her that that's exactly what I'd thought. So we did have a laugh about it all. And how we, apart from, we met up with each other and we spoke a lot on the telephone, but we actually did a lot of it by snail mail because they don't have a computer so they don't have email. So it was really interesting writing everything out, and Hazel would write everything in longhand. So she would, you know, spend ages writing out her story to send to me, and I'd be typing it out and sending it back to her. But she could remember an awful lot. There was some bit she couldn't remember, which her memory was triggered when we found some court transcripts and a lot of documents from the time.
I think it must have been a fascinating process. My Mother, a Serial Killer is the name of the book, co-written by Janet Fife Yeomans and Hazel Barron. Hazel is the daughter of Dulcie Bodsworth, who murdered three men in the 1950s, including Hazel's dad, and she was the one who gave her mum away to the police. Hazel, if you're listening, I send you best wishes. And Janet, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.